Happy Tuesday, everybody. How are you doing today? Hey, we're getting close to the holiday, aren't we, Jeff? Oh, wow, I like that. You're chipper today. Praise God.
Am I?
Yes, you are. Praise God. Welcome to A Voice of a People. Live here today with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Also streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you have the option to call in during this live broadcast right now by calling 740-383-9944 if you would like to be a part of our conversation, or if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. Are you doing the countdown with me? 9 days before Christmas Eve. 10 days before Christmas. And get this. 18 days before 2022.
Wow.
Do you have your New Year's resolutions ready?
I don't make resolutions.
You don't
myself.
Make them?
No. It's no use.
Some people do, right? Some of you out there in radio land.
I made a resolution to quit smoking for probably 30 years.
Oh, great.
But God, it had to be a God thing. So God finally delivered me.
He delivered you. Praise God for that. Amen. When we leave things in His hands, He sees them through, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have power of our own self. Why do we think we're so powerful as people?
It's human nature.
I guess.
The sin in us.
All righty.
The rebellious part.
All righty now. Let me share with you those who faithfully supported Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement, free produce. It will take place this Saturday, December the 18th. It will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. This will not happen again until April 2022. So take advantage of this opportunity. Sorry. I tell you, suspected spam. I get so sick of those things, you know. They call you at the most inopportune time, right? Okay, I have a thought for today. Let me get to that. Learning and teaching. Learning and teaching is a thought for today. Or did I do Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. The location is LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. And those of you who faithfully listen to A Voice of a People, and if this is your first time tuning in, hopefully it will not be your last time. But I appreciate each and every one for supporting this broadcast. All right, now I can get to the thought for today. Learning and teaching. Learning and teaching are players in the same game. If either one stops, everything becomes heavy and ceases to be fun. Learning is a reward for respecting life, and teaching is the fruit of experiencing life. What do you think about that?
That's right.
Because you can't tell a person about something if you have not experienced it. Is that true?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, that I guess you would call that a first-hand account.
Yeah.
If you experienced it.
You could tell somebody about something if you... You can tell somebody about hell, even though you haven't experienced it. You know it's inevitable if they haven't accepted Jesus.
Right.
I don't want first-hand knowledge of hell and the lake of fire. No thanks.
Well, no, because if you went there, you wouldn't be here to talk about
that's
it, right?
That's right.
Either place. I know you're wondering, who is that? The voice in the background. Jeff Porter?
That's right.
author of Expressions of the Last Days. How are you doing today, Jeff?
Okay. Say, Linda.
Yes.
How does Moses fix his tea?
How does Moses fix his tea?
He brews.
Oh! You know what? I've heard that before.
Have you?
It's just been so long.
Oh, that's too bad. I thought maybe you had never heard that.
Hey, I couldn't remember it. I couldn't recall it that fast, right? Okay. All righty. So, Jeff.
Really corny.
Wrote that book, Expressions of the Last Days. Now, Jeff, last time you were here, I think we talked about transhumanism.
Yes, and thank you for that. You sent me a really good thing from, what is that, from YouTube? Okay, I'm sorry, I should have got at that sooner, because when I started watching it, oh my gosh, transhumanism's gotten much worse than it was, you know. Of course, we knew it would.
Right.
But we say what transhumanism is the human scientists messing around with our genes and DNA and all that, mixing DNA with human DNA, and even worse, making super soldiers, trying to make a perfect human being, which is what, you know, the Antichrist is trying to do, you know, to circumvent Christ. And it is a major, major threat to our civilization, I believe. Do you?
Oh, yeah. And the thing about it is, a lot of people don't realize how relevant this is. And
you know,
today,
I hand out a bunch of these at a Bible study a couple years ago, these documentaries on transhumanism. Never heard a word back from anybody about it. I guess they just, you know, tossed it in the closet, you know, and probably didn't even watch it.
Probably not.
And so I finally asked one. I asked an elder, I said, what did you think about that documentary on transhumanism? He goes, I said, did you watch it? And he goes, yeah, I watched it. What is it? And I said, what do you mean, what is it? I mean, they're trying to say that this science is over their head, so it's not even relevant, you know, to their daily life, I guess, you know.
Right, they don't have the time, or will not take the time, to dwell into it or look up what it even means, transhumanism.
Yeah,
what
nothing.
Does that mean, you know?
Yeah, until it's just like everything else, they won't pay any attention to it. It's exactly like what the apostasy is all about. A new doctrine comes into the church and they just go, oh, okay, throw it on top of the pile over there.
But you know, this isn't new. I have another one I'm going to send you. I ran across this yesterday, and he was talking about this goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 6.
Sure it does.
You know, and how that when the angels left heaven's account and came down and dwelt with humankind, and they made this hybrid, and these people had so much more knowledge than
really
we did.
Why God destroyed the world,
yes,
back then, because he didn't want it to spread, just like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
And didn't want this super sin to start spreading. How much worse could it get?
Noah was the only one that his DNA had not been tampered with.
Yeah. Well, God preserved the human race up until now. And I don't think God's going to end the transhumanism himself right away with this. I think it's going to be very much a part of the tribulation.
It is.
And here we go with the apathy again in Christianity. That is what's causing the whole problem. If there was an outrage.
Right. Against,
you know,
some of these things, yes.
About, you know, DNA and genetics and all that. That's God's territory. You know, leave it be. You can't improve on God's creation, you know.
Ooh, but you know, they don't want to die. They want to live 500 plus years, you know. They want to be like Superman. They want
right.
to be able to, except for kryptonite, you know, they want to be able to leap, I mean, how many stories high in a single bound, you know what I mean? I mean, just
faster than a speeding bullet.
Yes, yes, running and,
more
you know.
More powerful than
yes,
a locomotive.
There you go, there you go. That's what this transhumanism, that's what,
it's
these
really
fallen
about.
Angels are offering.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
This is what they're offering
and this
humans.
Is stuff coming straight from the Antichrist.
Oh my gosh, this is sci-fi, this is
yeah.
Twilight Zone. And, you remember those things?
I thought about that, I don't think I'm going to do it, but I mean, I could write a novel about how one of these creatures escapes from an island somewhere and you end up hearing something out in your garage. Something that got loose. Creatures that were part of an experiment trying to make humans more like Superman.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't doubt that they could make a human that could fly.
Well, okay, this is where cloning came in.
Yeah.
So scientists have not given up the fact that they're going to create this superhuman being. So,
you know, what else is scary is that when I looked into this, I used to get this publication. It was written by intellectuals, PhDs and stuff. And they said one thing that was really optimistic was America is probably the only country in the world that has put a stopper on DNA research. Put a stopper on having these laboratories that change pigs into partial humans and stuff, Oh, yeah. Pigs are very similar to us in DNA.
But I'm saying, do you think that they've really stopped doing these things in America?
Well, what's happening right now is that since we have the Biden administration and the liberals taking over, they are changing those laws in Congress now and opening up to doing this kind of research. And their rationalization is that we have to keep up with China because China's going crazy with this stuff, becoming super advanced. So now if they have super soldiers, we have to have super soldiers,
But when you look at scientists and from the, what I sent you and some of the people that I listen to, that's talking about the last days and how the gods
are going to come back. The scientists themselves are worried about it.
Right, and they have not given up their work. I don't care who's in the White House. They have not stopped. They do this stuff underground. And this one guy said yep. that they're opening up portals.
Where at?
Portals from heaven to earth for these beings to transport. I mean, I can send you some things.
All right, send those.
I can send you some stuff. Because what I did send you, talking about transhumanism, and the one that I ran into yesterday, it's like, are you for real?
I was looking through Jeremiah Films. I have one of those pamphlets, one of those magazines where you can order movies and documentaries. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I was looking for in there. I was looking for something else. And I came across transhumanism. It's like the Holy Spirit's like, stop! Get that documentary. Get that. And that's the first I ever heard of transhumanism. And I thought, at first I thought, nah, this isn't really happening. But as time went on, more and more researchers and journalists and stuff started talking about it, I'll never forget the time I was watching Wheel of Fortune. And this guy came on and they said, well, what do you do for a living? He said, well, I'm a scientist with the transhumanism group. Mm-hmm. I went, what? He's actually saying that on TV like this, But they're starting to get proud of it.
Oh, yeah, because the work hasn't stopped. As being a scientist, they have not stopped.
No.
They do this stuff underground.
Well, they do it out on those islands mostly.
Yeah.
Deserted islands, uncharted islands.
Right.
Because they're afraid of one of those creatures getting loose.
Could you imagine?
Don't want to do it inland.
People think we're crazy, Jeff.
Bunch
you know that.
Animal sociopaths, running around eating people or something,
People are wondering, what are they talking about? Transhumanism.
Have a zombie apocalypse.
Star Trek. Remember Star Trek?
Yeah.
Captain Kirk and who was his protege? Spock.
Spock,
and he had those pointy ears.
Yeah, he had pointy ears.
Yeah,
but he was a Vulcan. He was of a different race.
That's what I'm saying. He was still part human.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
isn't
he
it?
Was still part human. So we've been watching these things on TV since I was a child and probably even before. We just haven't looked at it that way. We're thinking this is
It's amazing how science fiction kind of reaches into some of those places,
yes,
isn't it?
Man's imagination, right?
Yeah.
So he had to get that imagination from somewhere.
Sure.
The power, Satan. The prince. He's what? Has the power of the air? How does
prince
that go?
Of the power
prince
of the,
of the power of the air. Suggestions.
Yeah, a lot of people have talked about that. You know, it says that Satan is prince of the power of the air, and that has something to do with television.
It does.
You know, I wouldn't doubt it.
Man's imagination, period, because he can send us thoughts.
Okay. So, a thing like this is, you know, it's going to spark the fierce anger of the Lord, of course, at some time
eventually.
Or another, God's going to show up.
And that's what this guy, the one I told you I ran across yesterday, he's talking about how God is going to bring this to a culmination.
Yeah.
You know, and he's going to, just like in Egypt, he fought against the gods. People didn't understand that. He fought against the gods. Every plague represented a god that the Egyptians worshipped.
Yeah.
All of
them. Wow.
They represented a god that they worshipped. Even down to the frogs. There was a god of the frogs and the Nile and all that kind of stuff. And we're like,
how can you worship all those different gods, you know?
I guess it was easy for them.
That's the way they think.
Well, look at today. Where is the mind and imagination of people today?
I'll tell you something that I thought was kind of shocking. Shouldn't shock me, but it did kind of. Some girls wrote into Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that there was a guy that claimed to be transgender. So he went out there and played sports with the girls and beat them all up with his male power there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the journalists were asking, you know, there's this woman that was in his favor and everything, and said, it's not fair for a guy, for women to have to compete against a man like that. They don't have the upper body strength that men have.
True.
And she said, oh, you know, one thing you got to look at now is that he's not a man. I'm sitting there like, okay, what is he?
Well, I'm not going to
lie. Is he a woman? I mean, you know, you have to make him stand up and take his pants off so we know what he is. I mean, you know, you are biologically what you are. So he actually got away with that and got a bunch of awards.
I'm sure.
For beating these women.
Saying he was a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
just
because
he could just say so in his own mind, and that's what he is.
Right. Right. These thoughts have come from the enemy.
Oh, no doubt.
Because when you think about transhumanism, then you're talking about transgender.
Yeah.
You're transforming yourself from one thing to another thing.
That's just kind of a psychological attack of Satan, you know.
Yeah. He wants to discredit God, and this is where people are not taking the time to understand who God is and that God is really real.
Yeah, and you know, what we've got is especially this progressive, liberal progressive thing, is they are trying to turn
shouldn't do this anymore.
They're trying to turn, they have an agenda for the world. They want to change the world into what they want it to be.
Well, everybody does. That's in power.
But these people are making great strides.
And you know how I see that,
Jeff? That's just because people are listening to them.
It doesn't matter who's in the White House. People are listening. It doesn't matter who's in there. Everybody has their own agenda. It might not be the same agenda, but power is what corrupts man.
Well, what they're trying to do is change America, especially America, into this place of anarchy, lawlessness.
It's already that.
And pervertedness.
It's already that.
Yeah, but it's not completely taken over yet, but it will.
Eventually. I mean, because these things, haven't the Lord told us these things in the Bible?
About what?
About what you're talking about, how things are going.
You get a lot more detail in Daniel.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Men will wax worse and worse.
Yeah, deceiving
all,
and being deceived.
Right, and every imagination will become evil eventually. Say, who stormed the Capitol? They're doing the research on that right now. Yeah. Terry said, who stormed the Capitol? Yeah, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. Men are just evil, and power corrupts. It just corrupts.
I think it matters who's in the White House, but it isn't gonna. If Trump got put back in right now, we would only have him for 4 years again.
Oh my God! God forbid that Trump gets back in there because things went too far haywire. That has nothing to do with storming the White House, the Capitol building. That has nothing to do with saying everything that he says was okay, and he's this great man, and he can do whatever he wants to do.
Trying to fight against this evil that's trying to take over.
Well, how can evil fight against evil? You can't.
I don't think they're evil.
Man is what?
The people that stormed the White House, I don't think they're evil. They're more like the militia.
Oh, so they have a right to do what they did. Now, if liberals did that, what would you say?
Oh, if we had the right to do the revolution.
No,
and to fight against the British.
No. That was power.
To fight for freedom.
That was power and corrupt.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't power?
It was fighting against tyranny.
Okay, so.
Taxation without representation. So when we get established, then we have taxation with representation.
So I can go all the way back to slavery with that. That wasn't right either, but it was legal, right? And
America's not perfect, hon.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. It don't matter who in the White House. No man in that White House is perfect.
Well, anyways, I think we are still looking forward to political and economic collapse in America.
And that may be true.
It was kind of scary. I was sitting there today thinking, because they were talking on the radio about now they got to vote to raise the debt ceiling again.
That happens and, no matter what.
Well, I know, but what if they didn't?
We'd That's happened too.
Economic collapse right now and then next month or so.
Since you brought that up, remember they refused to do that when Obama was president and it took like a couple of days past the time that they were supposed to do it. Remember that?
So yeah, and they're all talking about apocalypse and everything.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Man is just want to do what he want to do, when he want to do it, how
but
he
I mean,
want to do it.
Raising the debt ceiling every year is not the answer.
But
you know, we got to get rid of the debt.
That's how our democracy works. And this is nothing new.
That's how we've kept our lifestyle.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to last. Because somebody, see, we owe this money to foreign countries and foreign banks. And
well,
someday,
George,
those...
George Bush said it was our money anyway.
Well, he was trying to say is that, you know, United States, after World War II, United States went in and rebuilt some of these countries.
There you go.
Okay, that is what kept us going so far. But it won't last forever. Someday,
no.
These foreign banks, some of them are going to say, we got to have some payment here because we're going under.
Right.
We got to have some money and, you know, let's just pay back 10% of your...
Oh, no, they're going to keep on spending money. They're going to keep on making money.
$150 trillion debt.
That's one thing, you know, when Republicans are in power, they don't pay on the debt. They don't.
I've never heard that before.
The only person I know of in my lifetime that
Clinton.
Paid the debt off was President Clinton. He was a Democrat. They say,
but
they,
that was a long time ago.
But they pray, they claim President Obama paid half of that off.
Who's they?
Well, the people who keeps up with history.
Yeah.
That he paid so much money toward the debt. Now, when Republicans in power, they ain't thinking about paying the debt. Until the Democrat come in, then they, well, we got to worry about the debt.
Well, it doesn't matter because nobody has a solution to that much debt.
Oh, gosh. I'm not worried
and what
about
I'm
it.
Saying is, you know, America's not found in Bible prophecy. Yeah, some people say Revelation 17, where it's talking about, it also talks about the destruction of the one world church. But, America has got to go under in order for Bible prophecy to take place, in order for the Antichrist to rise up. And when we have that, because the United States is responsible for 2/3 of the world's commerce, the rest of the world will be facing major, major collapse. So that's why these countries are afraid to say, you got to pay some of this back, America, because they're afraid we might collapse. You know, just a little bit of that major debt. I mean, you just anything you put in there is going to be a drop in the bucket, a little piece of sand in a big beach, you know.
Well, it's so out of hand now, I don't think they're really worried about it.
What's the use?
Right, they're not worried about that. That's the least of their worries.
They don't think it can happen, but I believe we can have both political and economic collapse. And but whatever brings America down, it doesn't really matter, because the Antichrist will rise up immediately after that. Then we'll have the tribulation. And liberal and conservative will no longer have any meaning.
I agree. Because it'll be about the rise of the Antichrist. It's right. Going to be about him and his hybrid
how
beings.
How much they adore him.
It's going to be about their hybrid beings and the transgenders and this transhumanism. That's what it's going to be about.
See, it wants to bring about immoral belief systems, because it brings down. You know, like Rome, like it brought down Rome, you know.
And it's all about God, you know. God made man in his image and in his likeness. And this has come from the Garden of Eden. The seed of the woman.
Well, sure.
Would be against the seed of the enemy, who talked her out of, you know, believing God and what God had said. So this is what's going to happen. This is what Satan is still doing to us each and every day. Did God say? You know, did he say really that the world was going to end? Did he really say that the Antichrist was coming? Did he really say that there would be apostasy before the last days? You know, did God really say those things?
Well, he didn't say that yet.
But it's in the Word.
Yes, it is.
So he did say it.
It wasn't until about, you know, what, couple thousand years or so since the Garden of Eden. But what God did say is, if you take a bite of that fruit, you're going to die eventually.
Right. But I've progressed from the Garden of Eden. I'm up to today.
Yeah, and you know, you wonder how I sit there and wonder, now, how can these people believe this garbage, that I can be a woman, even though I'm a man, I can just say in myself, I want to be a woman.
They're doing it.
Yeah, and that woman came on Fox News when she's being interviewed and said, oh, he's not a man. Now, she didn't say what he is. She said he's not a man anymore, so she must mean that he's turned himself into a woman, whether he has the right anatomy or not.
Right, that's what transgender
is. But just a few,
is.
Like when I was in school, I mean, anybody said that about you, you're ready to, let's go out here in the yard and go at it with fists, you know.
No, not anymore. People don't fight like that anymore.
You know, I look at pictures of people, you know, this guy's going to be a new leader at the YMCA or Tri Rivers or something, and he's wearing earrings. And we're so used to that, we think that's normal. But I look at that and go, I still can't believe that Satan has talked this generation into having men wear earrings. No.
Oh, that started when I got married in 1970. I pierced my husband's ear. Remember the flower children? Is that what they called them? The flower children, the 70s, and the bell bottoms, and
oh yeah,
the rise of the marijuana smoking and
yeah,
men.
Well, that's
their
what
ears
started
pierced.
All this stuff. That's what started it all.
Oh my! Flower power, right?
Right.
LSD. I'm not glorifying these things. These things have twisted man's mind.
Right.
In young people's minds, but that was back in the 70s, and it has progressed.
You know, Satan knows when to introduce something. And so the World War II generation and the generation just after them, you know, that were college-going kids, they were super concerned about Vietnam. And we're having riots, we were having disagreements on the campuses and stuff. And that's where it started much of this immorality. And they were rebelling against Christianity, because the World War II generation was, I believe they were promoting a very lukewarm kind of Christianity, you know, where you go in and you just sit there and preacher preaches and da 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 da. the church was becoming apostate. It was becoming dead, lukewarm. You know, thou sayest I am increased with goods and have need of nothing, which America was just starting to prosper big time. You know?
Right.
But knowest thou not that thou art wretched and poor and blind and miserable and naked? They were not pursuing the spirit. You know, they were pursuing riches.
Yeah, the flesh.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and the World War II generation had these attitudes. You know, everybody's inferior, you know, everybody, white man. You know, I admit that back then, and I talked to a lot of them, I knew about their attitude. They just thought the white people were just so vastly superior to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of that was pride from having won the war. You know, America won the war. Well, white people were not the only people that fought in that war. You know,
true.
America wasn't the only country that fought in that war.
Right.
You know, that. You know, I had one guy say, a World War II person, he said, for quite a while we were scared because that war could have went either way for quite a while, you know. But the whole world was fighting against tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very hard for Germany and Japan to win a war like that against the whole world.
Right.
You know. Eventually, they got wore down. But look, man, look how much damage they did, how much progress they made before they were finally stopped.
Yeah.
You know. But we're talking about 1 Thessalonians, or 2 Thessalonians, I think it is.
Chapter 2.
Yeah. Now, we already discussed that quite a bit, I admit.
But it's so prevalent, and it's something that you really have to continuously remind yourself of because of the day and the time that we're in. And even you heard about the tornadoes, how they say
I keep mentioning, trying to mention the devastation of the tornadoes.
The storms, and how you used to say how the weather would
It's going to get worse.
Oh, my gosh.
And look at that. What is that? One-third of the U.S. was hit by... And that one tornado that lasted for 200 miles?
It was on the ground that long. They said that was unimaginable, unthinkable.
This guy said, I think it was in Mayville, Kentucky, he said his is one of the few houses that had a basement.
Go ahead.
And he said his sister came over and pounded on the door because she knew he had a basement.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of people with earrings outside waiting to beat you up.
Oh. Do you have a back door?
Gotta run.
And so he let her in, but when he opened the door, he said he never wanted to hear anything like that again.
Mm.
He said that is the weirdest sound.
I bet.
He ever heard.
I hope I never have to hear it.
I went out on the porch, you know, they were predicting thunderstorms for us that night.
That's true.
And I heard the thunder and lightning going on. And I heard some strange sound. I went out on my enclosed porch and was listening, and I heard some really weird stuff out there.
Did you?
Yes, it was about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
I went to sleep.
And I did, too. After that, I went in because I was a little scared, too.
Right.
But
I looked at the map on my phone, you know, you check the weather, and I saw the radar, and it was like all up to like the middle part of Ohio, and had this one spot, because I heard that it hit Bowling Green pretty bad up that area.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, that's what I heard. They had pictures on Facebook about Bowling Green, so this is devastating, people that's listening to us today. We are living in the last days, and things will get worse.
They get mad if you say it's God's warnings or God's judgments. Well, how dare you? Look at how devastated we are. Oh, my gosh. God's against us. You know, and I say, if you would start listening.
Right, paying attention. Yes.
Opening up your heart to Christ. It's not so much the sin as the rejection of Christ.
Right.
Out of your heart, you know. He could forgive you. He said all sins and blasphemies will be forgiven, man, if you're willing to repent.
Right.
If you're willing to open up your heart to him. See, but they have all kinds of excuses.
Right.
You know. And they're saying...
excuse me.
They don't have to accept Christ. You know, they've found a new way to get into a good eternity. And I say, oh, yeah? Well, what you going to do with the sin? You know?
In Christ.
You got to do something...
Yes.
About your own personal sin.
And Christ says, if you come up any other way than him, you're a thief and
you're
a robber.
You're a thief and a robber. That's right.
And you can't stay.
That's right.
So it's not about you devising your own way into heaven, because that's not going to work.
Why they got to find a different way?
They think they can.
Because they don't want to give up their sin?
What do you think about the Tower of Babel?
Mm.
They thought that they could make their own way to heaven. They built this building. They thought, well, God's not going to destroy this world anymore with water. We're going to make sure of that. And I guess, I think it was Enoch. The book of Enoch says that they shot arrows up into heaven and the Lord returned them with blood on them. Can you imagine that?
Well, you don't want to be messing around with God like that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's insanity.
Yes, it is.
Pure insanity.
Yes, it is.
You don't even have to blink his eye and they'd all just disappear.
Oh, my gosh. And this is just his long suffering and his mercy that he hasn't cut us all off.
Yes.
You know, this is his mercy and his enduring, you know, and helping us to endure to the end.
Mm-hmm.
He that endures to the end.
Shall be saved.
So go ahead and read that you brought up.
Oh, where was I?
2 Thessalonians 2. I like your Bible.
I got this at Ollie's in Marion. It's a New King James.
When'd you get it?
Yeah, it's a New King James. Oh, gosh.
Oh, a long time ago? I gotta go out there and look for a Bible for my grandson.
But the reason I got it's because it's got tons of commentaries and notes and stuff like that.
I seen one of those out there, NIV.
I think there's still some out there.
I'm gonna go look again. They didn't have very many when I went last time, but I will look.
Ollie's is a good place to get, like, audio Bibles.
Yes, it is.
It's a really great place for all that.
Jeff will be reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I think, 1 through 3?
We might go on a little bit more than that. Now, brethren, and it says the great apostasy above the chapter. It gives a chapter title. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word, by letter, as it is from us, though the day of Christ had come. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who exposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to enter into, and that's just what Jesus was talking about Daniel when he said the abomination of desolation, when he enters into the holy place. Whosoever reads, let him understand.
Right.
Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. And let him not come down to take anything out of his house. Boy, that's, you'd be in a hurry. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Let's defund the police.
We need the police.
Yeah, I would say. And look at, like, what is it, in Oregon, where they're rioting and destroying, going in, bashing and stealing in there because they have taken the police force down to a small level, and now they don't have the police to take care of those bad situations now. Whew, talk about last day's stuff. He who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way, and then the lawlessness one will be revealed, the Antichrist, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Mm-hmm.
The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all righteousness and unrighteousness and deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. For the reason God will send them strong delusion, that they might should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And we're talking about people who become, God gives them over to their sin and they become reprobate, what we know is reprobate. And that's why they accept all these weird, you know, you're a man but you're actually a woman and all this. There's been, and who was it, Janet Markle, I don't know if you've heard of her. She's on WCMH in Upper Sandusky. And she played a segment where this person was voted in as, you know, what do they call them? The queen in high schools, the
homecoming queen.
Homecoming queen. That's what I was trying to think of. And the homecoming queen turned out to be a drag queen.
And they
said that's
it.
Okay.
What are they going to do with them?
I mean, you know, what's supposed to be the point here?
What are they going to do with people who sin? Because we all sin. It's our nature. I mean, we can't police people who decide they want to change their sex. I mean, if God gives us free will, what can man do against man? When God gives us all free will.
Well, what I'm saying is that I don't know what.
See, that's where we are.
There was laws on the book that prevented that kind of thing.
What about sodomy? They overturned that. I heard the law against sodomy.
I wouldn't doubt. Well, they'll probably not have any law about any of that stuff pretty soon.
Right.
And this one guy, this one governor, I remember a couple of years ago, they removed all laws that had to do with clothing.
Oh, yeah, because you couldn't, men, we couldn't wear, we're down to our last 3 minutes. We couldn't wear pants to school when I went to school. But see, that's what the Lord was saying. Men will wax worse and worse. And,
well, they had a bunch of teenagers come downtown naked.
I don't
doubt that
either.
And they couldn't do anything about it because they had changed the laws in such a way that they couldn't arrest them or anything. So the mayor had to have an emergency council. They got together and changed it back. So you're not allowed to run around naked, you know, now.
Wow, I didn't know they ever thought that was okay or changed that.
Just in one city.
Just in one city. See how man thinks? They think those things are okay and there's nothing wrong with sin, but there is a price to pay for sin.
Yeah, God will turn you over to your sin.
And the payment for sin is death.
You end up doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, the payment for sin is death.
Yeah.
You know, but Christ paid that price for everybody. If you accept what he did for you.
And he covers those sins.
And he covers those sins.
With his blood.
But you have to accept.
Right.
What he's done.
Well, you see, the more people, the more higher population of people get involved in this sin, the more they think it's okay.
Yeah, but it's not.
Because it's, you know, it's a big crowd.
It's just not okay. You want to give us a prayer before we close, Jeff?
Father, I just ask that you would help those people who have been overwhelmed by the tornadoes in Kentucky and Illinois and others throughout America. There are thousands of homes being destroyed. And I just ask that you would bring lots of food and clothing and help and love to those people. We're not looking forward to people being destroyed, but looking forward to people accepting Jesus and to their hearts, but they see what's going on and realize that they need Jesus in their hearts, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. And I just ask that you would bless us and thank you for this program today. It went well. I just ask that we'd have a great blessing for Christmas and that we be able to... that we not be sick over Christmas time.
Amen.
We be well.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus'
Thank you,
name.
Jeff.
Do you have something you wanted to say?
We're out of time. Of course, we're always out of time.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff, for that prayer.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. Linda Sims. Bye. Till next time. Be blessed. Thank you, Jeff.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for holiday fun. For legendary newsman Sam Donaldson reading, Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
But after that question comes from the editorial in The Sun in New York in 1897, this little girl, Virginia O'Hanlon, had asked her father, said, "Read me a Santa Claus." And he was a coroner in New York, and he said, "Well, write to the Sun newspaper. Maybe they can tell you." And she did. And a guy named Francis Church, who was one of the editors, had been a war correspondent in the Civil War, wrote a beautiful piece explaining to Virginia that, there is a Santa Claus. And in that piece, if we have time to read it, and maybe others will read it too, is the answer to your question. What is it about Christmas? And it's directed toward an eight-year-old child. But if you read the whole piece, every one of us, I don't care how old you are, can respond to what Church wrote.
Sam, let's read that right now, because I think people need to hear that.
Well, it's fairly lengthy, but I'll try to be... I'll not try to ad-lib my own view. As I say, Francis Church wrote it in reply to a letter from little Virginia O'Hanlon. And here's what he wrote. "Virginia, your little friends are wrong," because she had said, you know, some of them were telling me the Santa Claus. "They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.